Right, so last Saturday you made your starting debut for the team, so it's been a long time in coming.
It has, yeah, I'm still young though, I suppose, mm-hmm. in terms of being a goalkeeper for starting mm-hmm. for a team like Dunfermline's. Obviously, when you look at the big picture, it's not really that early, is it? But for me, it's been a long time coming though, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think I've been improving all year. Mm-hmm. I've been getting better and better, so mm-hmm. hopefully I'm going to be a shout to staying here next season.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been here now, Ryan?
Been here since it was halfway through the under-13 season, so I think it's about 8 years.
About 8 years.
Roughly, I was about 12 when I came. 12, mm-hmm. About 8 years.
Who signed you when you first came here then?
Paul Donnelly brought me here. I was with him at Spartans. Mm-hmm. In Edinburgh. Well, I was at Celtic and Hibs when I was younger, and then when I was there with him, he was also coaching at Dunfermline as well, so mm-hmm. he then brought me through and signed then.
Mm-hmm. So, in that way, it does seem a long time
yeah.
since you've been here.
Definitely, yeah.
That you've been here.
But that's been my aim since I got uh-huh. here, so.
To meet the first team.
Oh, brilliant. I was absolutely delighted. Uh-huh. Yeah, so
that
was good.
Although you came on this season and you've came on as a sub twice
yeah.
this season
mm-hmm.
For the first team,
mm-hmm.
was it different knowing that you were starting?
It was. I mean, you've got more time to prepare, and mm-hmm. You've got your mindset on. Not that you're not prepared to play anyway. It's just you've got the whole build up to the game. You're not nowhere near as nervous playing because you've had time to think about it and you've got time to settle in,
right.
like nerves in the warm up before the game and everything, and you've got the full game to play as well instead of playing part of a game, mm-hmm. trying to get up to speed with the game and whatnot. So,
mm-hmm. so were you nervous or not?
Not really, no, not at all, to be honest.
Uh-huh.
I was nervous about a wee bit at Ibrox, but it's normal, I suppose.
Yeah.
But,
and it was a bigger stadium,
Ibrox,
exactly.
And more
people.
And I thought, it was always just in my head, you know, I've played at Ibrox now, so mm-hmm. I can play anywhere, really, uh-huh. you know, so I just kept that kind of thought in my head, so.
And on Saturday, you were used to the back four anyway.
Yeah, I played with...
Because you've played with them.
Yeah, maybe it was a back five, I suppose, uh-huh. but I played with Wits, I played with them all, mm-hmm. played with Danny at Ibrox.
Mm-hmm.
But with Kerr, Ross Milne.
Mm-hmm.
I was used to.
So you were used to them, and they were used to you. So
yeah.
It wasn't such a big.
No, it wasn't
trauma.
Exactly. No, but you're used to playing with everybody in training every day,
mm-hmm.
so it's not a massive
mm-hmm.
change. It was good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah. So your aim now is to. Ryan for the position more, I would say, and see
definitely.
What happens at the end.
Oh, definitely.
Season.
Yeah. Obviously, my main aim is to play.
Mm-hmm.
More consistently. You know, every mm-hmm. week. You know, you want to be playing every week, but you can't really complain because Ryan Scully's been brilliant this season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's had a few great saves in important times of games, and but you know, I think more so recently I've been pushing him
mm-hmm.
For the jersey, but I mean my main aim is as well to get a contract next season because
mm-hmm.
I want to stay here as long as you can, obviously, so
because you obviously enjoy it.
Oh, I love it here. I do I really enjoy playing here, so
uh-huh. And Brian as a goalkeeping coach, what has he done to your game, do you think?
Brian's changed me completely. Just totally. From when he's came in to now, is, I think, the improvement I've made. I've been brilliant. He's just so. He's so switched on just to. Like, he knows exactly what you need to work on,
mm-hmm.
and he'll work on those things, and he'll keep doing it until you get it right. He's
mm-hmm.
Brian's brilliant. I love training with Brian.
Mm-hmm.
So,
is he a bit of a perfectionist?
He is, in a way. He is, but he works at that higher tempo as well. He wants
mm-hmm.
things to do in sharp, quickly. You know, he's Brian's similar to myself. He's not got a great deal of height.
Mm-hmm.
But even when Brian played, I know he was hampered with a lot of injuries. But from what I've heard, he was a great shortstopper, and with the ball at his feet, he's a great kicker. Mm-hmm. And he's vocal. I mean, you've not got the height and the presence. You've got to make yourself a presence by doing those kind of things. Mm-hmm. So he's always taught me those parts of the game. Mm-hmm. So
you have to be more agile then if you don't have the height.
I suppose so. Yeah, I wouldn't say I'm tiny as a goalkeeper. I'm about 6 foot.
Mm-hmm.
But I suppose, yeah. And you want to be. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of plyometric kind of training, like jumping, bounding,
mm-hmm.
do quite a lot of that kind of stuff, and especially with Brian's and all that kind of mm-hmm. stuff. So,
because Andy Gorham was a good goalie, but height-wise, he wasn't the tallest.
Andy Gorham, Stefan Kloss. Mm-hmm. Stefan Kloss is one of my favourite goalies I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Always looked up to him, especially with his height. Him and, even Casillas at Real Madrid just now,
mm-hmm.
he's not a big goalkeeper, mm-hmm. and look at them, mm-hmm. unbelievable. So,
yeah.
Height for me is not a problem.
Yeah.
Like, it's not an issue. I never think about it at all.
Yeah. Do you do coaching as well?
I do. I coach every Monday night. Take the young goalkeepers, young group, and then the older group as well. Mm-hmm. I help David Westwood as well. So hopefully I'll try and get my coaching badges and mm-hmm. become a goalkeeping coach as well.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you want to do?
I enjoy coaching full stop. So uh-huh. even if I wanted to coach a team, uh-huh. I'd enjoy doing that as well, and try and get involved in things like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh well, Roland, I take it you're obviously in contention for Saturday as well.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it'll be a case of what the manager decides to do with the goalkeeping position, because he's swapping around the whole team just now.
I know, yeah. But I think everybody's just kind of. Everybody's obviously pushing for a place. It's mm-hmm. not just the goalkeepers, it's every player. Every player wants to be playing in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So everybody's obviously going out just now to try and show, work mm-hmm. hard to try and get a place in the team. I mean, the playoff places at the gaffer's already said they've not been decided yet.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to make that decision just now. He's mm-hmm. going to let everybody try and battle it out. And I think that's good for everybody, especially with the game on Saturday and then the Rangers game. Everybody's got something to prove. To try and get into the team on Saturday for the playoffs. So.
And a goalkeeper's position is a difficult position because there's only one of you.
Exactly.
Whereas if you're an outfield player, you could maybe play in two or three positions.
I know, yeah. But at the same time, if there's only two of us, mm-hmm. obviously Jamie as well, there's three of us going for the one position.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at the midfielders at the club, there could be seven or eight
mm-hmm.
that could play there. Mm-hmm. So they've got to try and battle it out for the places there. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I think it's fairly even, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But
I read it like what was happening
there.
But because you've been here so long, you're used to all the guys, and it's a good atmosphere.
It's a great atmosphere. Yeah, I've enjoyed it. It's totally different the last couple of seasons, especially when they went to administration. It's a lot younger team now,
mm-hmm.
so everybody knows each other really well, and mm-hmm. everybody gets on really well.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beforehand, it was more the first team and the under-19s were two mm-hmm. separate things,
mm-hmm.
and now it's more all as one. Everybody's pushing for the same thing,
mm-hmm.
and it's a better atmosphere.
Yeah.
I mean, when I first came, it was under-19s. You wouldn't even think about going anywhere near the first team, it was. But
circumstances kind of forced that as well.
It did. Oh yeah, but.
But forced it in a good way.
It's forced it, and I think it's ended up better now than what it was.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a better atmosphere. There's a better chemistry in the team.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that on a Saturday every time mm-hmm. we've been playing. There's not been many performances in the season that you can turn around and say they've never tried,
because
mm-hmm. everybody's in it together, in it mm-hmm. for the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Oh well, that's good. So roll on the playoffs then.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, everybody's absolutely buzzing for the playoffs.
Yeah.
Just can't wait for it, really.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'm really looking forward to it.
Good. Right.